Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I am your host, Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Jay Skills and Big Jerv. No Juju Gotti, no Trey Edwards today. They are out on assignment. We got a great show for you guys today. We're going to be talking about Fatburger, the underrated burger chain. I know everyone wants to talk about In-N-Out versus, you know, Shake Shack versus Five Guys. We never talk about Fatburger. We'll show Fatburger some love. Also, religion. We're recording this on Easter, so I'm coming face-to-face with a lot of, you know, Easter kind of sayings and stuff. The guys are going to help me through that. Also, how did porn start? We're going to go through the history and try to figure out a start date for porn, as well as the Pornhub ban that's happening in Texas, which has resulted in some of the best basketball being played in Texas all season long, from the Spurs, the Rockets, and the Mavericks. We'll update the MVP race and say who's in, who's out. We'll give Jerv some grief about Philly sports. Of course, we got to talk about Diddy. And what's the last Diddy song you can give up, right? Like, if you had to give up every Diddy song in the catalog, which is the one that you get to hold on to? And finally, are the Migos the greatest rap group of all time? You don't want to miss that conversation. But first, www.patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you sign up for all the extra content. Get this whole podcast out on the same day. Get the Cinephobe special edition episodes. Get the Rewatchingtons that we do on Cinephobe. Get the OG podcast in its full version. Get the ad-free version of podcasts. Get the Discord. And I'm really excited about this. The live shows are back. That's right. April 6th in Toronto at the Soho House. We've got a live show. We're going to be out there. Jerv will be out there. Jason will be out there. Trey, Zach Harper, you don't want to miss this. It's the triumphant return after 5 years off. We're coming back with live shows. In order to attend, you have to be a Soho House member, and obviously you have to be in Toronto. But if you are not a Soho House member, don't worry, because for our Patreons, we are getting a select number of passes. So another reason to join the Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings, sign up, and maybe you get selected to come and watch our first live show in 5 years and hopefully the beginning of many more. All right, let's start the show and let's talk about medication and medicine. Do you like taking it?
Yo, I mean, you look fucking, dude, never mind. You look tired, well, man. Before we start, you look tired, bro.
I took Benadryl last night because I was having an allergic reaction to I don't know what. Okay. I've been out of it. Like I overslept. I woke up by 5 minutes before I had to do radio. Okay. Which is unlike me on Sundays. And I just, even when I was doing radio, I was like, I kind of felt absent-minded and shit. So I don't know, man. I don't like, this is why I don't like taking medication, by the way. Like, yeah, other than like Advil or
something. Benadryl. Benadryl take me out for a good 48, 72 hours, damn near.
Yeah, I hate taking medication. I'm like an anti-Western medicine. I'm just trying to get better on my own.
I'm trying to be that way.
But I take Benadryl. I'm not gonna lie. If I have some shit that's
because it works.
I'll pop a Tylenol real quick though.
I don't really fuck with Tylenol. If I get a headache, I try to just ride it out.
That's true. I do thug it out, but I don't feel as anti when it comes to Tylenol as I do Benadryl or codeine or all the stuff like that. I'm not big on muscle relaxers. I hate muscle relaxers.
Oh, I can't fuck with muscle relaxers.
Yeah.
I've said I'd rather deal with just excruciating pain than feel like that.
I can't deal with the absolute losing control over my fucking body. I'm good. I had muscle relaxers.
Is that what muscle relaxers do? Because I don't think I've ever.
For me, it did. When after a car accident, whatever they gave me, I remember taking one and I was I felt like I was laying there and everything was moving around me. And I was uncomfortable. I'm good. If I ever have another, I hope I never do, but if I was to ever give them, the first thing I ever tell them is yo, I'm good. Whatever y'all give me, just don't give me muscle relaxers. I'm not fucking with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I got, when I got surgery, they prescribed Vicodin.
That's the first pill I ever liked. Awesome. When I was a kid, I got my wisdom teeth pulled out and I was oh, this shit got me feeling kind of crazy.
I don't know. I never took it. I'll take it if the pain is unbearable. Yeah. And the pain was uncomfortable, but I was it's not, dog, I can live. I'll live. It's one of those things. I really have to be pushed to a limit to say, okay, let me take some meds. Whereas I feel like some people do it just if they feel a little discomfort, they're popping pills.
Oh no, a lot of people was give me the pill. And I'm I'm cool.
I do Tylenols at the night, after a night of drinking. I will pop. I will take two.
Regardless of whether you feel good or not.
I'm Tylenol, and I'll pop two Tylenol, and I'll drink a Gatorade, and that keeps me from
The preventative measure.
The preventative shit, to make sure I wake up okay.
That shit is crazy to me.
Oh, did I just sound like pill popping Jerv or something
No. I'm not saying you sound crazy. I'm saying because a lot of people, I know people who pop pills before they play ball. They go play pickup ball. They're like, hold on, let me take, they take four Advil and then they go play. And I'm like, that can't be how that shit works. it's not a bouncer at the clubs, and it sees pain. No, man, you can't come in here. You're not on the list.
I'll say this. When I'm drinking and I'm not saying two drinks, right? I'm saying one of those nights, right? One of those nights. If I can remember, I like to get myself two Tylenol and Gatorade, and I generally will wake up without my headache that I know I can tell when I've reached that drinking point of a headache. You know what I mean? So the Tylenol helps me with that, and then the Gatorade helps me not feel as sluggish. And I know if Trey was here, Trey would say, yo, just drink some fucking water. Yeah, I know, but I don't want fucking water when I'm lit. Like, for some reason, Blue Gatorade is my shit. I know that the dye is bad for me. I've read everything, you know, but fuck it. It's my life. Yo, I'm choosing to live it how I want to live it.
No, I'm like that, but with a cheeseburger. So it's actually not like the healthy thing.
It's crazy you said that. Yo, I just saw that on Parks and Rec. And they all, yeah. I've never really watched Parks and Rec, to be honest with you. So like every Parks and Rec. Every Parks and Rec episode I see now was new to me. And they just had one where they was all hung over. And my man, Ron, whatever, the most manliest man of all time, whatever, boy. Yo, he just came through with burgers and shit and was like, yo, this is good for hangovers. I never knew.
Oh, for real?
Like, nah. I mean, you know what I mean? But I just thought that was me being.
Sure. Yeah.
Look, I got reason for 3 a.m. meals now, yo. There we go. Thanks, Jason. Yeah.
No, I order the fat burger and then I'll go crazy with it. I get the chili, you know what I'm saying? Chili cheeseburger and go stupid
fat,
with it.
Fat burger, you mean like the location?
Yeah.
Yo, can I tell you something?
What?
You've never been a fat burger?
Nah, I ain't really fuck with fat burger.
Oh, it's pretty good, man. I like
the which I call better. But in defense, I've only been to I don't think I went to the Fat Burger in Vegas. I don't think I went to Fat Burger and when I was
the Vegas version is not. Yeah, you need to go to.
Is the In-N-Out cool? Because that's the only In-N-Out I've been to, and I like it. I thought it was straight.
I mean, so the thing about In-N-Out is like In-N-Out for some reason out of every restaurant I've ever been to, like it's the only thing that's consistent. Everywhere, every time, like that's like their number one selling point. I feel like whether you like it or not or whatever, like
I mean,
you're gonna get the same quality every single time, no matter what location. But okay. Fat Burger is kind of like every other restaurant.
It's like a better burger.
It's a better burger. But it's like it's kind of a case by case basis, like every other place in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like
I'm lying. I also went to In-N-Out in Oakland.
Yeah, and it's probably the same as the one you had before.
I don't know. It was cool.
In-N-Out was mad mid, man.
I think I was there with you. I mean,
yeah, we went.
I don't think after a game.
Yeah. We went after a game.
Yeah, after a game.
I remember. Yeah.
I won't stand for In-N-Out slander. I love In-N-Out. You know what I'm saying? When I die, bury me under the In-N-Out. Like this is my. I like made it through my adult life for sure. College, like
for real,
off In-N-Out. Yeah, bro.
It's so bland. It's there's no flavor in it.
I mean, it depends on how you order it. I get animal style burger.
I get animal style too, but also, if I gotta order off a secret menu for your food to taste good,
wait, there's a secret menu?
Yeah, there's a secret
menu. In-N-Out. Yeah,
yeah, they have a bunch of different items. Like
get the fuck out of here.
They have a protein burger, grilled cheese. Animal style, they have a bunch of different styles. Animal style fries.
It's all mid.
Nah, it's not. But I feel you though. I mean, because I also put chili peppers on their little. I forgot which kind of chilies they are, pepperoncinis or whatever.
I put
those on the burger as well with the animal style. So I agree. Like you do need to add flavor to the burger to make it like something. So
like In-N-Out's claim to fame is the consistency and it's not expensive, right?
Yep.
Because Fat Burger is a pricier burger, but I also feel like Fat Burger is criminally underrated. Like I'd rather have Fat Burger than Shake Shack. I'd rather have Fat Burger than In-N-Out. I'd rather have Fat Burger than
Shake Shack's pretty good.
Shake Shack's all right.
Shake Shack kind of fell off a little bit. When they expanded out of New York, they fell
Preach
off
on
hard.
Preach on it. Because it used to be really good. Yeah. And then at some point, I'm like, this isn't the same Shake Shack burger that I'm accustomed to.
I didn't realize Shake Shack was in New York.
I think it was in Texas,
so I thought it was something down there.
When I first started going to New York in like 08, 09, like Shake Shack was the In-N-Out of New York. And it was actually a little bit better than In-N-Out. And I was like, wow, like this is my landing spot.
Shake Shack used to be better for sure.
Yeah, this is my landing spot. When I come to New York, I'm going to Shake Shack. And then they start branching out. They got them in LA and shit. And I started going in LA because I'm like, man, this is the shit. But the quality was never the same. And then even when I went back to New York, it wasn't the same.
You know what it's like?
What?
the Popeye's chicken sandwich in 2020 versus the Popeye's chicken sandwich
today.
In 2020, I'm telling you, when the shit was going crazy,
now, yo.
And this is what I did. I went to the one Popeye's that's in a nice neighborhood in America. There's a Popeye's in North Scottsdale on Shea Road, right across the street from like a very nice hospital where my kids were born. And it's just, so I went to that Popeye's. There's no line. There's nobody there. I ordered that chicken sandwich. Dog, when I tell you, it is the greatest chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life. And I like a crack addict, I've been searching for that high so many places, and it just never is the same. And now what's been explained to me is the reason why I was so good at 2020 was because the demand was so high and they couldn't keep up. Every sandwich that they made was like fresh made to order. Now when you go, them bitches are sitting under the heat lamp.
Right. It's kind of like how like all these companies like Uber and all of that, it's like they start off and it's like the prices is cheap, everything is good, it's nice cars, it's great.
Yep.
And then, you know what I'm saying? They gotta make money for the for the shareholders. And now the whole game is fucked up.
They start cutting corners, and next thing you know, this is all messed up. Today we're recording this on Easter Sunday. And I wanna share with you guys an awkward exchange, and I don't know how to recover from it, right? So as most of you know, or maybe don't know, like, I'm not Christian, never been, so many of the stuff that people do and celebrate and engage in, like, I have vague ideas about it, but I really don't know. I don't know, right? So a friend of mine sends me a message saying, "Have you heard?" And my response was, "Heard what?" And between parentheses, "And don't say the bird is the word." Because I thought it was a Family Guy. Like, "Have you heard what? That the bird is the word." And like, "Oh, here we go. You got me." So I was like, I'm not falling for that.
This is your Candace Owens "God is good" moment.
Precisely. Precisely. And the response back was, you guys know what the response back was?
No,
he's risen. Right?
He's risen. But I didn't know if he was gonna say that or if he was gonna like give you an explanation.
It's a she. She said,
"Oh, she. Yeah.
She hit me back with, "He is risen," and I went with laughing, crying emojis because I thought it was like, gotcha, ha ha ha, happy Easter. And I didn't realize that this is a call and response thing.
Yeah. No, it's.
And so things. Like I asked somebody else, like, "Yo, man, like this. Have you heard?" And then like, "Heard what? He's risen." Is that like my friend being an asshole kind of friend? Like, "Ha, I got you." Or is that a thing? And my friend's like, "Oh yeah, that's a thing people say."
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer. And I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
On Easter, I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, should I delete or edit? And I was like, you know what? Nope. I gotta live my truth.
Just let it ride.
I gotta know their audience.
Nothing in our interactions has ever indicated that I've even like a fallen off Christian. Like, there's nothing. I post about fasting for Ramadan and stuff. Like, come on, man. Like,
right. No, Christians have a lot of things like that, like specific, like in the clique, which I'm sure like every religion has.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's a very kind of similar, I think, like you said, call and response, like say to a believer, well, if you will.
would you be offended? Oh, go ahead, Jerf.
I was going, because he brought up the Candace Owens thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you are, as you just stated, absolutely not even close to Christian, right?
Yeah.
You knew that though, right?
I knew that one, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy.
I've
always made the joke. Yeah, I've always made the joke that's the black people's Allahu Akbar. So like to me, like, yeah, you hear that one all the time.
Yeah,
and the funny thing is, I hear it more from non-religious people than I do from religious people. It's always like, I found $20 in my pocket. God is good. All the time.
All the time.
Because it's because it's extended almost to like a joking thing. It's not like that serious.
Like, but I lost a girl's number. Oh, she hit me on the DM. Like, oh, God is good all the time. Like you hear that all the time. So, but I wonder, like, what? This is the part. I don't know Candace Owens' background. What is her background?
I don't.
Where'd she grow up?
Yeah, I don't really know.
I can tell you wasn't in the. I can tell you wasn't in the Baptist church. I'll tell you that much. I don't know where it was, but it wasn't there.
Right.
She was not going to Bible study. She was not.
Yeah. Maybe you could Wikipedia or look her up.
She wasn't going to. I got you.
But
she wasn't.
But do you know? I was gonna say. Yeah, I mean, do you know? You know, like, do people hit you with like resurrection or happy resurrection day? Has anybody ever hit you with that?
In the past, maybe once or twice, but never like a bunch at the same time. So I'm not gonna say it's a common occurrence, but it has happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Like, I think people also, because this is something I learned late in life, that in my mind, it's always been Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, like, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And those are different religions. But for Christians, they look at like Catholicism, Baptist, Presbyterian, Protestant. They look at those as different religions. I'm like, no, y'all are Christian. Y'all are different types of Christian, kind of like Shia and Sunni in Islam. Like, Muslims are a religion. These are not two different religions. It's just like two different accents, yeah, or sex or whatever, yeah. But like Christians really look at these as different religions. So I think when they think of other actual different religions, because, oh, but all Presbyterians, all Catholics, they all know about Easter. They assume like everybody else also celebrates Easter. And I'm like, not really. Like, I would never think of saying like Ramadan Kareem to a Jewish person or a Christian person. Right. There's no myopia for me in the believing that everybody celebrates this. What do you mean?
Right.
But Christians really seem to think that their holidays are like universal.
Well, in America, it kind of isn't, you know, that was kind of also like part of the thought process of me wanting to like discuss religion and like Christianity, because Christianity is rooted in, I want to say, like colonialism. So like,
yes.
So, yep. part of the whole spirit of Christianity is like, our shit runs the world, you know, like that's what, the energy is behind it, you know? So I think people unknowingly walk around with that energy, not knowing that they've been indoctrinated in that way to present their religion in a way of like, what? You don't know about the Lord? You know, like, and that's not really how it is. And so much so, like, I feel like I'm in a stage now where I want to start learning about other religions. Ironically, it's because of movies, and I just was watched Dune 2, but before I saw it, I was like looking up the story and everything and all that, and I was like, wait, what? This is about the Prophet Muhammad, or you know,
it's definitely, it's like, even like some of the names are like, that's an Arabic name, bro,
right? And Arrakis, like, is even like Iraq,
you know? Iraq, yeah. So it's it is funny to see how many white people are loving this thing, and it's like, you know, this is all like based on like Islam right. and like the Middle East and stuff. And
they don't.
Yeah, man. No, they don't. They just, oh, it's a good movie. Yeah.
Real quick with Candace. There's nothing that says exactly what it is for her, but I did some thinking and speculating and doing some other deep, dark.
Where'd she grow up?
Where'd she grow up?
So she is from she's White Plains, New York, but her grandparents are from, she's Caribbean American, and her grandmom is from like the Virgin Island, St. Thomas Virgin Islands. I think most islands, Caribbean islands, tend to have, it's not tend to, but there's a large population of Episcopalian, which is a form of, which is a very similar to the Catholic Church.
Okay.
So if I was to put one and two together, I would imagine her early church life has to do something with Episcopalian background. But her husband is a converted Catholic, like a former Catholic. They don't say what he converted to. Her belief now is just, it's just her and God. Like that's what they believe. That's what the deep dark web is saying.
Jerv, are you Catholic?
I'm I grew up Episcopalian, but I'm Baptist now. I appreciated the Baptist church way more than the Episcopalian
church
that I went to. Episcopalian church is very very Catholic, so it's very what you see rules, but I'm just saying the service just in general. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I like to have a good time, dog. And the Baptist church is, it's a good time. You know, music is playing. I like music.
Jason, what are you? You Baptist?
So it's interesting. So I was raised Baptist, but my two grandmothers, one of my grandmothers is Baptist. The other one is Catholic. So I was raised in my one grandmother's Baptist church, but I also went to my other grandmother's Catholic church. And then I went to Catholic school. So I went to a Catholic high school, graduated from Catholic high school, and I went to a Catholic college. So I can't say I'm not Catholic, you know what I'm saying? But I'm mostly like for that first 18 years of my life, every Sunday, most Sundays, I went to a Baptist church. And I don't remember getting baptized. That's the thing I was going to ask, Jerv. Have you been baptized?
Oh, yes. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, good brother.
There you go. I think I was baptized as a kid.
Make that clear.
I was baptized as a kid. But, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of interest.
I've been baptized, reconciliation.
Because in the Catholic Church, it's a confirmation. You got to get
confirmation. Excuse me.
I was at reconciliation. Sounds like the first baptism didn't take, so they had to do it again. Lord, he's still out here sinning. Like, pour a little bit more water on his head.
But yeah, so
with mine, a little more water being poured, your boys had a life.
Jerv, when you got baptized, was it just like a little sprinkling of the water? Did they take you to the river and dunk you? Like,
I was baptized as a kid.
Oh, okay.
Does that count though? Does that still hold?
Nah, his shit is expired, bro.
Yeah, you gotta renew that baptism, man.
Oh, my brother. With all due respect to what y'all say, my God is a powerful God, okay?
Jerv shows up to heaven's gates with an idea like, this is expired in 1994, my brother. Yeah. You got anything else?
Exactly.
Start filling up.
Like, yeah, we just stand over there. If
I'm gonna have to work something out with the bouncer.
No, it's Peter. Peter is the one at the gates.
Peter's at the door. Yeah.
Oh my God, Pete, what's up, baby?
And he does. Hey, then Peter does the no eye contact. Sorry, bro, I can't help you. And they start looking away. Like the only guy got
to. And then you look at the niggas that's standing outside in the waiting line. You like, I gotta go over there with them.
Yo, I'm gonna keep it a bean. I'm a name drop, yo. I'm a name drop.
Your grandma.
Grandma.
I'm gonna name drop my grandfather. He was a pastor, yo. And they said on Cheers that if you have a family member that's a pastor, you automatically get in. Peter might forget the rules, so I gotta let him get. Hey, dog, listen, I know the rules, yo.
Hey, did they put you on the list? I should be on the list.
I'm 1,000% on the list, bro. 1,000%.
Look under Jerv. Maybe my nickname, Jerv.
Yeah.
Jerv the Perv.
No.
Who was a surprise that would be in heaven, like when you get there, like it's like, damn, dude, I don't know.
This nigga got in.
Yeah.
Tupac.
I
wonder if Evan's got to get him. Like, Pac, let me tell you right now, you ain't got to wonder too hard.
Who would I be shocked? I mean,
there are a lot of people I'd be shocked.
I don't know like the other religions. Like,
I don't want to say nobody personal because I ain't trying. Some Muslim, people's wives and shit listen to the pod. I ain't trying to put them out there.
Muslim and Jewish, like, what are their belief systems for the afterlife?
So if I'm not mistaken about Jews, they don't believe there's a hell after. Okay. So which they don't go to hell.
I love that.
Yeah, it's great. Unlimited margin of error.
Is there a purgatory?
I don't know. It's kind of weird for them, but it's like an unlimited margin of error. Like, they can't get messing up and they're fine. For Muslims, yeah, like, there's Judgment Day. You go to Judgment Day, and then God, like, puts all your good deeds on one side of the scale and bad deeds on the other side of the scale. And if it tips this way, like, good, you go to heaven. If not, you go to hell.
So it's like a 51% thing. All you got to do is be a little bit.
So basically, you know what it is already. Like, you know life has been.
No, because here's the part you don't know. You don't know how weighted it is, right? So me helping an old lady across the street, like, or me helping like a homeless family have food to eat, right? Does that outweigh like premarital sex?
I was gonna say, it's fucking before marriage. Ooh. Each one like a ding, each single sex.
No, it's not. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Does every occurrence?
Is that racked
up, or is it like you already did it? Now you're in for a penny.
Listen.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. Real quick, I want to talk about this real quick as the last topic of the show. Got a live show coming up. We haven't had a live show in over. Was that 4 years? It's been five years. 5 years since we had a live show. We're supposed to have a live show March of 2020, and something happened. I can't remember. Oh, that's right. The fucking world shut down. So this is our first live show in a long time. It's in Toronto, April 6th. That's next Saturday. It is at the Soho House. If you are a Soho House member, you can register and show up to that. If you are not a Soho House member, we are giving a few passes away to our Patreons. So if you're not a Patreon, patreon.com/countthings, make sure you're tapped in so you're eligible to get access to our first live show in a long time. We're hoping this is going to kickstart our live shows again. But you guys are getting into Toronto later this week. How excited are you for this opportunity to bring it back?
It's going to be cold.
Is it? What's the weather supposed to be like? Is it chick cold or cold cold?
Yes. I need to check cold, the weather.
Like 46, you know, chick cold.
That's cold. Yeah, that's
cold. Okay. 46, to me, that's chick cold.
Yeah, anything under the 50 is getting cold.
Yeah. So I'm pack a motherfucking coat.
Yeah. I guess I should get a real jacket, but I'm excited. I've never been to Canada. Yeah, I don't own it. Yeah, I've never been to Canada.
Oh, you're gonna love Toronto, bro. Toronto's a fun town, man. It's a fun town.
I love it there.
I hear. Yeah, I know some people out there, so I'm trying to get some recommendations. We only gonna be out there.
Oh, my nigga.
What?
Oh, we're gonna get the smoke. Oh, this is epic. Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Oh, this is awesome, man. I just made my motherfucking.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to meeting Jerv. I've never met Jerv.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, we've never met in person.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So I was thinking about that. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get to meet Jerv. That's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Y'all two have met?
Yeah. We met sometimes. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Jerv, you gotta get on a plane more often, man.
For real.
I'm looking forward to going to Toronto. It's been a while since I've been on a plane, brother. I love Toronto. Toronto's a dope town.
I got the preliminary guest list. It's pretty tight. We're not gonna give away names. I'm just telling you right now, we got some names on the list. So again, if you're in Toronto and you're a Soho House member, check us out. If you're not in Toronto and you're a Soho House member, it's not too late to maybe catch a flight, or if you're close enough, drive And if you're not in Toronto, or you're in Toronto and you're not a Soul House member, again, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're tapped in. All right.
I just wanted to make one last comment on the graphic that got made.
Oh my God.
Cause I was like, is that me? And then I was like, no, that must be Jerv. And then I sent it to the chat, like, why y'all do Jerv like that? And then Mean goes, that's Zach Harper.
That's what they told me. They told me that's Zach Harper. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. In the words of my boy, Nate Jones, shout out Jones on the NBA. Nate said, hold on, let me pull up the exact tweet because this one's a pretty good one.
But that graphic was hilarious with everybody on the horseback.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, this is what Nate said. Only question is, why do they have Zach looking like the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude? They made Zach black.
Yeah, Black Harper.
Black Harper, exactly. So that, but it should be fun. Everyone definitely come check us out. And like I said, if you are in Toronto or can get to Toronto, but you're not a Soul House member, patreon.com/countthedings. Hit us up, and we are going to be giving away a couple of exclusive passes. And by the way, there's exclusive merch that's going to be available only at that show. So I know you've seen the drop we had for our new merch store for a couple of the limited run stuff. There's a limited run something that's about to drop only at that show. So be on the lookout for all of that. For Jason Madison, for John Gervais, I'm Amin Alhassan, reminded you all to stay black, motherfuckers.